Welcome to Mink Life Motivation Live. Are you having a hard time expressing your purpose in your business? Today, we're going to build your brand by promoting your purpose. I'm Peggy. I'm going to be your host today. I am a headshot strategist. Let's get started. Welcome. I am so excited to be joined by two amazing co-hosts and our special guest today, and all of you, because you are also co-hosts. You guys can chime in the chats. Your chats will pop up on the screen. We love to hear your comments, your questions, and all the amazing things you have to say. I'm going to start by giving a really quick brief introduction of this amazing panel, and then we're going to get started. I have to my right here, we have Irina Starina. She is the founder and the amazing Smart Move 360. And then we have Cassie Clayton. She is a brand alchemist. You are going to want to hear what she has to say. And our special guest today, Miu Fawn. Did I say that right?
Pretty
and
good.
You are an event strategist. So we are going to have a blast. So let's get motivated. All right. How has promoting your purpose helped you on your entrepreneur journey? We are going to start with our co-host Irina for this one. How has promoting your purpose helped you in your entrepreneurial journey?
I have to say, this not just helped me, it is my entrepreneurial journey, because my purpose, as I see, is to help people to manage their health conditions, to do good for themselves. And I'm working with people who have type 2 diabetes, but it applies to everyone. And this is my purpose, and this is my brand, Smart Move 360. Make a move, make it smart, and you find yourself turned all the way around on a different platform, in healthy and happier. So that's how my business with my purpose, I think.
I love that. I love that, because our purpose is what we're all about. All right, Cassie, we're going to go to you next.
Can we say hi to Marilyn?
Oh, hi, Marilyn.
Sorry. Good morning. So yes. So I believe that my purpose, or my purpose that I set out to help people with, is to help people with their brand, help people with their websites, help them really be able to work with something that is very unique to them, and help them build something that's not just a very large business card, as some people call their websites, but really help them build something that they're proud of, that they can stand behind. And that's my goal, and that's my purpose with that. And so, it's my journey is to help people, for sure.
Very cool. Okay, Miu, I'm going to give it to you.
Oh God, this is so emotional, because it's very personal. I was one of those kids who grew up poor. And so I want to help kids to thrive in life. And the best way I know how is to help the parents, especially moms, to thrive in business. So it's kind of a roundabout way, but I want kids to live freely and not take on the financial burden. And I do that by helping their parents thrive in business. So I didn't know I was going to be emotional this morning.
This is where it's all happening. I love this. I think everything that you guys said was so wonderful. I know for me, I'm a professional photographer. I'm a headshot photographer, but my purpose is to empower my clients. And I think that when I really show that this is my purpose, not just to get you a pretty picture, but my purpose is to empower you and teach you how to use that picture to actually promote your business, to reach the clientele that you're trying to reach, then that makes just a picture something bigger. So when we really promote our purpose, it makes what we do bigger. It lives in this is exactly what I need. So I think that is, and I think all of you said that in your own ways. And I love that. I love that. All right. Now it's time to stay inspired. All right. We just got motivated. Oh, we're going to get motivated. Do your stuff right, Peggy. Do your stuff right. We're going to get motivated. Why is it important to define your purpose? All right, Cassie, we're starting with you on this one.
So it's important to define your purpose because that is going to kind of lead your story and help build your brand story. So that is your purpose is going to be, who is it that you want to help? What are those people actually going through? What is it that, you know, a lot of people kind of look at the story as like, what's my why? No, really, what's your client's why? What is it that they need? What is it that you're helping them with? What is it that you're fixing them with? And then once you kind of define that, then it kind of helps you define, okay, a little bit more of how can I present this in a way so that I'm getting my message across to people. So that, because you could have the most beautiful message ever, but if it's not reaching your right audience, or it's not being said in a way that your audience can understand it, then you're kind of pushing water without a paddle. So, you know, we work to make all the pieces.
I love that, and I especially love that you said not just define your why, but define your client's why. I think that is key right there. All right, Miu, what is your, why is it important to define your purpose?
It's important to define my purpose. And it starts with me, why I want to do it, because entrepreneurship, especially online entrepreneurship, it's unpredictable. What happens 6 months ago changes from today. So it's important to define the why to stay in the game and why I do the things I do. And once I'm able to do that for myself, I can also keep my clients motivated. Even though they are not successful now, they have success in the past, and we've got to keep them going to really gain clarity in their business.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, Irina, we're throwing the ball to you now.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I totally agree with what Cassie and Mia said. And for me, also my life, I am considering myself, I am a servant. I am helping people. When it doesn't have to be health related, if I can carry your bag or, you know, give you a ride, I will give you a ride. But this is my life all the time, until one day I changed and realized that I also can be entrepreneur and make some sort of all this. And all what I was doing before will not define my business. It will not define my purpose. I needed to narrow. As soon as I was able to kind of describe what exactly touches my heart, what exactly I am promising to people, what they can get from me, that actually was the time when I realized that I have a business.
Yes, exactly. When you define your purpose, then people have something to connect to you with. If you just like, well, I take pictures. Okay, great. That doesn't give anybody anything to grab onto. But if I define my purpose, what is my purpose here? What am I trying to help my clients do? Then a client can say, oh, I need that help. and it gives them a reason to attach themselves to you and work with you. So I think having a specific definition and a purpose defined helps people actually come to you instead of just, yeah, everybody's a photographer, everybody's a health person, everybody's a, you know, it gives them the reason that they connect with you and it pulls them into you. All right, you guys, this is fun. All right, let's stay inspired now. How about I do it now? All right, we are going to start with Miu. Ooh. And how does a lack of understanding of your purpose affect how the way we move through our life and business?
Oh, that's a tough question. I have to be honest. If I don't have a lack of purpose, trying to get me to move is like pulling teeth. You just can't make me move. I have to have some kind of clarity or somebody to cheer me on. Like, come on, you. I'm like, yeah. So it's important to, for me to really understand the purpose for me too. And I hate wasting time. If I don't have a purpose, I'll just go in circles too. So, yeah.
I hear you on that. I absolutely hear you. Irina.
Same thing. And just to continue to what I had said in the previous round, until I realized and narrowed down my purpose, I was doing everything for everyone. And as a result, it's kind of like doing really nothing. But now when I realized what I am capable, what I can do, and what people can expect from me, that helps me to continue doing what I'm doing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Cassie.
So I agree with both Irina and you. So what I feel is that if there's a lack of purpose behind something that I do, I have always been the type of person, I've got to understand why are we doing this? What is the reason? And I actually, like a couple of jobs that I used to have, it's like one of the girls that I worked with was like, once you understand, like serious, like, when somebody will tell you, this is why we're doing it this way, you're like, okay. But until I understand why this is being done this way, it's like, to me, there's a huge disconnect. And it's like, I don't understand why we're doing it. And so therefore there's no reason for me to move forward with it. Which is probably good that I work for myself now. But it's understanding why things are done a certain way. Or, you know, like I did live and I worked on cruise ships for 5 years, and many of the times we would get orders from corporate office, and you're like, this doesn't make sense for ship, like this makes sense for an office situation, but it doesn't make sense for onboard living. And so there was always this, like, you know, the staff and the crew would be talking and we're like, wait, why are we implementing this? We don't know. And we're like, hey, welcome to ships. This is, we don't understand it. We don't get it. But a lot of the times we're given orders that we, okay.
I think anybody that's listened to me has heard me use this analogy many times. It's like throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping something sticks. And I think that's exactly what you were saying. It's like, why am I doing this? There's no intention here. There's no purpose here.
Yeah. But once something has a purpose or a clarity around it, it's like, give it to me and like, let's go. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, I mean, even with my social media, like I struggled with my social media for forever until somebody broke down, like, these are like the types of posts you need to be rotating between, and gave me like a format to follow. And then I was like, cool, done, ran with it. And then like my whole year was planned. Right. So it's like, give me a drive, give me a purpose, give me a reasoning for doing something. And I'll take that and run with it all day long.
Yeah, I'm the same way as all of you. I need that purpose to get out of bed. Cause if I don't have a reason, then it's like, you know, I get frustrated. I get anxiety. I get depressed. All the things happen. So think about it in our business. Well, if we don't show a purpose that our clients and our potential clients can connect to, then they feel the same way about us. Why would I work with them if there's no defined, if you don't even understand why you're doing this, why would I connect with you? So I think that's important that we really focus on these things. Okay, this is such a fun, exciting group of people. All right, we're gonna keep networking. All right, I think we're back to Irina starting us off. And the question is, who should we ask for help when we are trying to improve our communicating in purpose? Who do we need to help us?
Well, I have two answers to it, or two kinds of help. From one standpoint, in my personal opinion, I need to ask for help from people who already got some results in the area where I want to get results. But from another standpoint, I also need help in understanding how my message went through from the audience who I'm speaking to. So kind of like, okay, this is my best version of my message at the moment. I need to test it. I need to find the right people who will be able to hear it, to receive it, and give me the feedback that will help me to help them in this cooperation. So experts, experienced people to craft it, and people, the users, to tune it. That's my answer.
Oh, I love that. That's I love that. All right, Cassie.
All right, so tell me the question one more time, Peggy. Sorry.
Who do you need to ask to help you to improve your ability to communicate your purpose?
Okay, so for this, I feel like it's you never really want to be the smartest person in the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are the smartest person in the room, then there's nowhere to look to gain knowledge. And so I think it's, finding those people who know how to, who have succeeded to the next level that you're actually trying to go, because then you don't have to figure out how to pave the way yourself. You can always ask and or see what somebody else has done. And then you kind of have a little bit of a roadmap to follow. Also, it's just like in, one of the things that I do like about Mink Life, it's like when somebody comes to the room and they're like, I've got an event coming up or something like that. Like, and there are these pieces that they don't necessarily know how to do. So we work on it together to help them get it done in 20, 30 minutes where it would take them, maybe a couple of days to do it on their own. And so it's just kind of like, it's working with the people who are those experts in that areas to figure out where you need to go next.
And I love that. I love that. Okay. You are going to be our final one on this. So it's all on you now. Are you ready? Who do yes.
I want to piggyback on Cassie and what Irina said. It's super important for me to really be honest and with myself and really figure out, okay, where I am and where I want to be. And then find the people not only have done what I have done, but also have helped people. And I really think have helped people who have similar situation as me, because when we're online, I find that a lot of people have had successful 10 years ago, but 10 years ago doesn't necessarily apply to now. So I want to make sure their ability to support me is very current. And then also to have, also be honest that, I can't do everything myself. And so to help me fill my summit, I actually hired on the spot a copywriter, because I'm like, man, that's a lot of work. English is not my first language. So so it's about really asking for support and for support from people who have helped people who are in a similar situation as me.
I love that. And I love that Irina brought up something that's not always brought up in this conversation, and that is surround yourself by the comments of your consumers, of your clients, of your customers, because their complaints, their shrugs are going to be beneficial for you to make sure you can accomplish what you're trying to do. So these are all great, great things. And we have to add in a Ron Stauffer quote here. My dad, if you guys watch this, know, he always says, never be afraid to hire people smarter than you. You always want to be around those people that are better than you. And I think all three of our amazing co-hosts and guests said that. So I think that was really good. Okay. Are we ready to gain some knowledge? All right, this is the speed round. You are going to give one tip. Wait, what is your final one tip for growing in areas of promoting your purpose? We are going to let our guests start. All right, Miu.
I would say power partner. I gain a lot of connection, make strong connection and relationship. So we can support each other and have a power partner. And what a power partner is, it's have people who serve the same audience where you can cross promote one another. So there's not so much heavy lifting. That's all I got. It's create relationships and connections.
Create relationships and connections. I love, love, love that. Irina?
I will, first of all, great suggestion, Mia. Yeah, it's definitely extremely important, power partner, and in Mink Life that's what we are doing here. And one of the tips what I for myself keep reminding and come back to is to simplify the explanation. I tend to write long sentences, several lines of sentences, and at the end of the sentence I forget what I started with. And I can imagine that people who read those sentences, they are pretty much lost in the middle of it. So when we simplify it, when we are able to put our purpose in the words that seventh graders will get, that really shortens our way to the hearts of our customers.
Very, 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 very important. All right, Cassie.
So for me, I'm going to go with being consistent. Being consistent with your messaging all across the board, everywhere that you are seen, making sure that you have not just the wording for your business, but also your visuals, how people see your business visually, to the point of when, if someone were to take a post off of your page and share it somebody else somewhere else, they would still know that it was yours, that it came from you. But just being, just having that high level of consistency, and also that it's going to help you gain more recognition as well.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tie up all of what you guys said by saying, do it with intention. Every single thing you do should be intentionally pointing to your purpose. I think this has been such a fun, fun, fun day. Thank you guys for all hanging out. I think we should have some announcements. Let's start with our guest. Tell us what you have going on, how people can reach out to you. So Miu, tell us what your announcements are for right now.
My announcement is I have a Thrive in Business and Prosper in Life Summit. So it's a 3-day summit, May 13th to the 15th. It starts at 9 a.m. PST time to 2 p.m. PST time. And we talks about business strategies, work-life balance, health and wellness, and relationships, of course. And hello, John.
Hello, John.
Awesome. Awesome. How exciting. That is, that sounds very, very wonderful. All right, Irina, what do you have coming up for us?
I also have an event coming up. It's at the end of the month of May. It's 28th of May, Global Virtual Health Fair for people with diabetes. People who want to know more about diabetes, people who care for people with diabetes. All these topics will be discussed there. This event really geared up towards people who were just recently diagnosed and don't know much about the diagnosis, do not know much about the disease. And we have medical professionals, we have healthcare professionals, well care professionals, speaking there, giving suggestions, sharing their wisdom, and anybody around the world are invited to be there. It's global. It will be on Eastern Standard Time, and this is a one-day event, so not a very big commitment, just 6 hours, and everybody is welcome to join us. smartmove360.com, and you will find there the link. For registrations, you will find the ways to contact with me, and that's how I go.
Yay. And I just want to add something, because Irina sometimes is limiting in her speech. Yes, it is absolutely diabetes 101, and it is amazing. But I know a lot of people that have had diabetes for years that can still benefit for the amazing information that she provides and the amazing people. So Cassie's disappeared. We're going to give her announcement in a second. I'll just announce for you. Cassie is an amazing brand alchemist. She designs websites. She does so many things. You want to make sure that you visit her website, check out all the amazing things that she does, follow her on social media, and she has a special offer for you if you need a website and anything else. So just go to this website below. It is stargazersunite.com/minklife and take advantage of that special offer. All right. Now me, I am Peggy. I am your headshot strategist. If you are thinking, hey, what is this headshot strategist? Give me a call, book a time for a free consultation, and let me talk to you about how important your first impression, AKA profile picture, headshot, is in actually attracting the correct clients that you're trying to attract. All right. Now, let's talk about Mink Life. If you would love to hang out and be a guest of Mink Life Live, visit the website below, minklife.com/live, and put in an application and say, hey, I want to hang out with you guys because you're freaking cool, right? So if you have something you think you can share, fill out an application and we will contact you and we'll have you on soon. Also, you really want to join. Hi, Cassie. I kind of gave an announcement for you, so
thank you.
Be a part of this amazing community, minklifeuniversity.com. Find out all the amazing things that are going on. We have a Minkubator. It's an incubator co-working space where we all, you know, I think Cassie was mentioning how we just kind of jump on and help each other with our projects and join in on our own zone of genius to help all the people in the community. This is an amazing community. It's changed my life.
Absolutely.
And we have conferences. We have so many amazing conferences globally. And if you want to shine and be a speaker at one of our conferences, go to next.globalvirtualconference.com and find out how you can become a dynamic speaker. Join us live tomorrow at 2 p.m. Pacific time. We are doing the same thing, a same amazing live show. We do it twice a week, this time frame, and Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific. And it is going to be amplifying your likability with Colleen Strube, Amy Lucy, and Natalie Clark. This is going to be amazing. And you will see me in the chats tomorrow. I will be the co-host on the couch. I will be all over those chats because these conversations are so fun. All right, guys, we did it. Thank you, all of my co-hosts and all of you on the couch and our amazing guest for hanging out with me this morning. We will see you tomorrow at 2:00.